WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The novelist Willa Cather once said that sometimes entering a new door can make a great change in one's life. That quote could serve as the motto for Rachel Cohn's new book, A Chance Meeting, which is about the often accidental real-life friendships among American writers, artists, and photographers from the Civil War to the 1960s. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Rachel Cohn's book, A Chance Meeting, is in no way naive or fusty. So I'm not damning it with faint praise when I say that the word that kept running through my mind as I was reading it was charming. Cohn sets out to trace the sometimes obscured history of friendships between American writers, artists, and photographers in the period 1854 to 1967. In 36 short, often poignant essays, she focuses on the fateful encounters between, among others, Henry James and Matthew Brady, Mark Twain and Willa Cather and Edward Steichen and Catherine Ann Porter, and on until the later breathless pairings of W.E.B. Du Bois and Charlie Chaplin and John Cage and Marcel Duchamp. The dizzying effect here is like watching a Twilight Zone square dance in which James Baldwin do-si-dos with Norman Mailer, who then twirls away to switch partners with Marianne Moore. Sometimes what's being exchanged as these luminaries grasp hands is nothing more than palm sweat and casual greetings. But other times there's an electric shock of recognition that marks the passing on of an artistic inheritance, a star-spangled spark of distinctly American genius. That's what's so charming about Cohn's book. She intelligently reaffirms the importance of the lives of writers and artists, particularly their friendships, to their art. Postmodern deconstructive irony is barred from this dance hall. That's not to imply that A Chance Meeting is just a chattier version of, say, those biographical essays that introduced the selections in the Norton Anthology of Literature. For one thing, Cohn calls upon critical history, gossip, and scrupulously delineated fictional guesswork to flesh out the relationships here. And Cohn's canon of crucial American cultural figures is more eccentrically inclusive than any you would find in a traditional anthology. In her introduction, Cohn says that she chose the 30 people she did because they were all city dwellers who spent a lot of time visiting and writing letters to each other, and because she felt she had an instinct for their company. So she sometimes skips over superstars like Hemingway and Fitzgerald to focus on minor, fascinating figures who turn out to be at the center of a web of intersecting friendships. Annie Adams Fields is one of these revelations. A poet and essayist who befriended Nathaniel Hawthorne, Harriet Beecher Stowe, and William Dean Howells, she was the wife of the publisher of the Atlantic Monthly, and after his death, the intimate companion of novelist Sarah Orne Jewett. By the way, Cohn discusses the now overlooked writings of Howells, Jewett, and others with such passion that I found myself adding to that ever-swelling must-read list that I and so many other readers guiltily carry around in our heads. Throughout the course of her book, Cohn also revisits familiar company like Walt Whitman, Gertrude Stein, and Robert Lowell. Judiciously citing sentences from their correspondence and diaries, Cohn restores a sense of human, all too human emotions lurking within these icons. Grousing about old age, Whitman wrote that he was, each successive fortnight, getting stiffer and stuck deeper, much like some hard-cased, dilapidated, grim ancient shellfish. Grousing about the garrulous wife of his friend, William Dean Howells, Mark Twain wrote in a letter to his wife that when Eleanor Howells entered the room, dialogue died and monologue inherited its assets. Cohn is no slouch with a pen herself. Describing Ulysses S. Grant, she says, he was shy, taciturn, and self-assured, qualities that were frequently mistaken for each other. Through the elegance of her own writing and the conviction of her interpretations, Cohen here fashions an alternative descent line of American artists and writers linked not just by creative influence, but by letters of introduction, drunken encounters at parties, decades of correspondence, notes of constructive criticism and encouragement, cards containing much-needed cash. A chance meeting is the history of intertwined friendships, but it's also the history of a virtue that's often thought to be in short supply among ambitious people. It's the history of a generosity of spirit.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Chance Meeting by Rachel Cohen.